He usually gets home from work before me. I text him when I leave the office so he knows to expect me, and he usually meets me at the door. Sometimes with instructions, sometimes with a comforting hug. Sometimes he just pushes me back against the door and takes what he wants. Whatever suits the day and his mood. But today it felt different. The second I opened the front door, he wasn't there to greet me. I couldn't see him as I looked around, dropped my bag, and took my coat off. I called his name, but there was no answer. After slipping out of my shoes, I padded down the hallway in search of him, looking into each room, growing more curious as I went through the house. His car was here. I know I saw it, so he must have been there. By the time I looked in all the rooms besides the bedroom, I was starting to get worried that something had happened. I called his name at least 30 times, not to count the pet names I called out in the hopes of goading him out of his hiding spot. Finally, I got to the bedroom and the door was closed, which was also unusual. I opened it slowly, peeking inside. I finally saw him, sprawled out on the bed, leaning against the headboard with his hands behind his head, and a giant grin on his face as he saw my confused look. He was only wearing a pair of shorts, and he took my breath away. But his smirk told me something more was at play. Then I saw the video camera at the side of the bed and cocked an eyebrow at him. His smile grew mischievous, and he raised his own eyebrow, nodding, to draw my attention to the TV in front of the bed. I walked all the way into the room to check out what he was leading me to, and I saw to my surprise that on the TV was a feed from the same video camera I just spotted. I looked at him as I sat at the other side of the bed and cocked my head like a puppy. He just sat there without a word, letting me work it out on my own. My forehead crinkled as I thought. If he was going to tape us having sex, I don't think he would watch it while we were doing it. He would just save it for later, like usual. I didn't hear or see anyone else in the house, so it wasn't that kind of surprise. There were no restraints or toys in sight, so we weren't trying something new and recording the results. What could it be? My own body interrupted my thoughts as I turned toward him, my lips slipping so easily against each other with the movement. I realized that just thinking about his potential plans had made me react on a physical level. My pussy was warm and beginning to drip, my nipples hard against my bra to the point that they scraped against the fabric. As those thoughts rolled around in my head, it hit me. He was finally making good on a promise he made a long time ago. I locked eyes with him, licking my lips as I searched there. His knowing look told me everything. It was an inspection. The one thing he knew would embarrass me the most, so intimate and close. And there was a camera. The words left my lips in a whisper. Inspection? My eyes dropped as soon as I saw the twinkle in his. Of course, little one, I need to be sure that you're proper and clean for me, and I want you to see too. A second set of eyes to see how good you are. You have been good, haven't you? I felt a blush creep down my cheeks and spread down my neck, covering my chest so easily. I literally bit my tongue, knowing that the argument that was bubbling up inside of me would be met with unhappiness. He said this would happen and it was finally time. But I was already so turned on, and it was something I was not going to be able to stop, just like my juices or my blush. I lifted my eyes to meet his and faked my best grin to match his. Yes, sir. I'm ready. I said it much less confidently than I would have wanted, but at least the words squeaked past my now closing throat. I looked over at the TV and gulped, looking back at him, seeing a smirk grow as if he could see the thoughts swirling through my head. He nodded toward the end of the bed with resolution. I stood and sighed quietly as I accepted my fate. I walked to the end of the bed and made sure that my eyes met his. If I was going to do this, I was going to do my damnedest to do it with my head held high, at least as long as I could handle it. He nodded again, and I reached down, grabbing the hem of my dress. As I stood, I pulled it up with me, lifting it up over my head. I made sure to go slowly so that he could see each of my curves revealed in time. My bra the only fabric covering anything after I finally got it off. I folded the dress very carefully, setting it on the chest at the end of the bed. I turned back to him and reached behind me to unclasp my bra, holding one hand over my chest as I slid the straps down my arm. I considered trying to keep covered, but as I saw his eyebrow lift ever so slightly, I knew there was no room here for my brat side to show herself. I barely nodded and used my covering hand to remove the bra and set it in the pile, stark naked and bright red. I stood in front of him, fascinated by his intensity as he looked me over from head to toe. I wasn't sure what to do, so I stood still, silently waiting as he took all of me in. It was then that he finally moved. He stood and adjusted his shorts as he walked over to the dresser. He got out my favorite collar and came over to me, standing behind me like he always did for this. Oh, I instinctively lifted my hair for him, forgetting my bareness in the peace of him fitting the collar around my neck and letting me feel the weight of my submission, the only material on my skin. I closed my eyes to enjoy that hint of familiar floaty feeling. But he slapped my ass hard, bringing me back to reality. I squealed and jumped, his chuckle clear, as he walked to the side of the bed and stood next to the camera. He patted the bed directly in front of the camera, then motioned me over. "Up here, princess." All fours, ass facing the camera. I hesitated for a second, not sure if I was ready. This time his voice was lower and gravelly. "Now, dear girl." I took a deep breath and crawled up onto the bed, positioning myself as I knew he wanted me, my ass toward the camera. Almost immediately, I felt the slap to the back of my thighs. I squealed and spread my legs, the air hitting the wetness of my lips. My face was even redder than before, my head hung low in embarrassment. I heard him chuckle behind me, and I felt his hand curl around the hair at the back of my head. Without a word, he tugged and turned my head so it was facing directly at the TV. I saw my cunt for half a second before I closed my eyes tight in shame. Just that little glimpse showed me that I was already soaked, and I knew it was just going to get worse as he inspected me. His hand cracked across my ass this time as he growled, "You will watch this entire thing every second. Open your eyes now and watch as I inspect your greedy little cunt, baby girl." My eyes flew open, but I had to fight to keep him on my most intimate parts, magnified on the screen just for my embarrassment. He ran the very tip of his finger over my lips, and I could feel my body opening for him, even though I knew the featherlight touch would be all I'd get for now. It sent a shiver through my body as I watched my juices coat his finger. I knew as I made a mess of him that I would be failing this inspection. It made my mind reel to think of what would happen. He lifted his fingers, and I could hear him sucking them off behind me. He waited silently for a full minute, listening to my heavy, nervous breathing and watching me look at myself so closely. He finally spoke, making me jump. "Young lady, you are a fucking mess. You're supposed to be clean and dry, and you are dripping and drooling out of your horny little hole. What am I even going to do with you? How long do you think you could even stay proper and dry? Do you think that's even possible, you little minx? He laughed a low, joyous sound, and I knew he was going to delight in punishing me for my transgression. Just that thought made me clench, and I felt a drop of my juices slip down my inner thigh. I fought to keep from turning toward him, watching the mess spread as I couldn't look away. After another minute of his contemplation, my entire body froze while he unexpectedly ran his fingertips right over my asshole, pausing at the center as if he were deciding whether or not to enter me there. I bit my lip, trying to keep a whimper from escaping my mouth. He ran his finger all the way up between my cheeks, making me shiver a little at the sensation. Well, at least this hole is clean and dry. That's a plus for you. Maybe this will be the one I take in this case. So, you get a 50% on this part of the inspection, an F. I'm not looking so good, baby. This time the whimper came out, and I knew that it was going to lose either way. The good news was I usually liked losing, even if it was humiliating. I finally found my words. Are there more parts, sir? I needed to know my odds. Another minute of looking at my own cunt and asshole, silence as I wondered what would come next. The anticipation was palpable as I waited. How about I give you a choice, because I know you love making decisions. You can take an F on this inspection and be punished accordingly. Or you can potentially bring your grade up if I continue inspecting. Keep in mind that if you fail those checks, my dear, you could also bring your grade further down. You decide your own fate. One of his tricky predicaments. I watched another line of wetness make its way down my thigh, wondering if I would even be able to pass more. Whatever the checks may be. I would get a punishment either way, but did I really want to wait to get to that? Did I want to be forced to keep looking at myself? I took a deep breath and shook my head resolutely. I'll take the punishment, sir. I'm ready. I could hear the excitement in his voice. He was already ready. I saw the camera start to move and he brought it around to the other side of the bed. He set it down and adjusted it so it was focused on my face. I took a chance and watched him as he moved it so I could see the viewer on the camera. He pointed to it. You will watch here now. Watch your face as I punish your ass. If you take your eyes off it or close them too long, we'll start over, and I will watch this later. If I don't catch it now but catch you later, we will redo the entire punishment. Do you understand? I looked straight into the camera and nodded, lifting my ass a bit as I prepared myself. You get 40 strikes with my favorite whippy cane, sweetheart. Next time, don't be such a messy, greedy girl. He kissed the top of my head and moved behind me to punish my ass as promised. Oh. With the 8th strike, I felt the first tear slide down my cheek and I floated away into bliss. After the 40th, he turned off the camera and put it away. He helped me lay down on my belly and rub some lotion into the angry welts on my ass before flipping me over and lifting my legs up over his shoulders. He leaned down and kissed the streaks on my cheeks as he stretched me open with his cock. I held on tight to him, my arms wrapped around his neck, my feet locked behind his back. My ass was burning against the sheets as he took me. That was one of the hardest orgasms I've had. And I can't wait for my second inspection.